Now we've got on Brian Lester of the Navarre Press and Santa Rosa Press Gazette. Brian, how are things going today?
Hey, not too bad. Just going to go watch the Wahoos play tonight.
Fantastic, fantastic. And there's a lot to like about what the Wahoos have got in front of them. They'd like to, you know, have a good series based on how they ended the series last week, losing three in a row. And of course, you have the playoff push as well. We're getting down to it. Is there any reason to have concern, if you think, for the Wahoos? Obviously, it's a little bit different when you're talking minor league baseball compared to the majors with momentum going into the postseason, but it's still a real thing. And where would you say the Wahoos, they're in, but where ought their panic meter maybe be in terms of, well, we haven't been playing great lately. We need to make sure we are in time for late in September.
Yeah, they just got, you know, I think the pitching is going to be okay, you know, as far as postseason goes. I think the big thing is just making sure they have that consistency, you know, all at the plate. You know, that's been one of those things that's kind of bothered them at times. But as long as they can get that hitting going, and, you know, the Wahoos always seem to be like a, you know, late in the year type of team. You know, even they started off slow the first half and then got hot. So the same thing kind of with this. I mean, I think they'll finish okay. And, you know, who knows what the roster will look like when they get to the playoffs, because things change. But I feel like they're going to be in good shape with, you know, the playoffs, and hopefully they'll have a shot for the championship.
Yeah, I certainly hope so as well. Hunter Wallace, you got an interesting story. Unfortunately, she's not headed to UWF. She's headed to the quote-unquote rival of the Argos, and that would be Valdosta State to play college soccer. But Division II soccer, I feel like soccer is one of those sports, kind of like basketball, where Division I, Division II, Division III, and NAIA, there's really not much separation in how talented these players are. How good of a player is Hunter Wallace, and what will she bring to that Valdosta State team?
You know, Hunter is one of the best. She was one of the best players in the area in high school at Navarre. She played varsity all 4 years. I actually asked, you know, Rob Williams after a game last year about Hunter, and he mentioned, you know, he without hesitation said Hunter's the best player in the area without a doubt, you know, her senior year. And, you know, I think she's really going to add something to Valdosta State. I mean, she can score. She's very unselfish. She makes plays for her teammates. And it's kind of a, you know, it's a late thing to happen for her to end up going to college, because she planned to go overseas to England. But I think she's going to fare well at the college level. You know, D2 is probably a good spot for her, and I think she'll find success. You know, D2 is very competitive, and she'll love that part of it as well. So it's going to be fun to see what Hunter does. But I think she's the type of player that, you know, plays hard, works hard, and, you know, she's just a great scorer, and I think that's going to carry over for her into college.
Yeah, absolutely. And this is going to be one more of the featuring the local athletes, the local athlete section. I mean, we talk about Hunter, and we've got Kayla Corbridge, who is a part of the USA weightlifting national team. How impactful can a situation like this be for the Pace weightlifter? You know, you were able to get a chance to talk to her and everything like that, Brian. How important is this? I don't know if I don't think she's too young to maybe recognize like how crazy this is. Like, not only are you one of the top tier athletes, but you're representing the country in something like this. I mean, a very unique opportunity for Kayla.
Yeah, you know, she got to go out to Vegas. She had been there the last 4 years. She never got a medal in her weight class, so she's getting frustrated. She wasn't even going to go this summer to compete, because she was just tired of going over there and not meddling. And then she went over there this time in out of Vegas, and she ended up winning her youth division. It was her last year getting to compete in youth division because of her age, but she also placed second in the junior division. So it was a really big deal for her, you know, especially coming off the high school weightlifting season, where she ended up winning a state championship in snatch, and she was third in the traditional with clean and jerk and bench press. So, you know, she's only going to get better, and that experience for her, she was just, you know, just excited and proud to have that chance to compete on that stage. And she plans to stick with it now, especially now that she's medaled. She feels more confident, and I think she's going to go back out there next year and compete again. And obviously, first, she has the high school season coming up, and she's in contention to win the she should be the state champion in the 101 weight class in high school this year.
That is really awesome, and we're proud of her, obviously, in the area as well. You know, Brian and I being able to be a part of the media and see these athletes go and do these great things for Team USA, of all things, too, is pretty darn awesome. And speaking of awesome, we get Jay softball star Caitlin Gavin committing to South Alabama. Now, there's a couple of athletes going. You've got Rachel Leggett going there. You've got Caitlin Gavin going there. Jay softball star Brian. It seems like the Jaguars are looking at Pensacola in all kinds of different sports to get contributions there in Mobile.
Yeah, you know, South Alabama, like you mentioned, you know, some other athletes have gone up there. Rachel, Michael Sandel from Navarre played baseball there before going pro. And, you know, now with Caitlin, obviously she's a great softball player, a great hitter. And, you know, she helped Jay win a state championship this past spring. So she's obviously understands what it takes to play at a high level. And I think she's going to be a great addition for Jay. And, you know, it's interesting what South Alabama's done. I mean, obviously Mobile isn't too far from the Pensacola area. So, it's, you know, it makes sense to come recruit this area because you've got great athletes in all sports. And you can really, you know, find some talent to add to your roster. So I expect South Alabama to continue to hit this area hard when it comes to recruiting. And, you know, for Caitlin, it's a great opportunity to play Division I softball. And I'm sure she'll have a big senior year next spring and then, you know, go to college and continue that momentum.
Absolutely. Well, again, speaking with Brian Lester of the Navarre Press and Santa Rosa Press Gazette, Brian, enjoy the Wahoos game tonight. Hopefully they can get a win, and we'll talk to you here soon.
Hey, thanks a lot, Drew. Take care.